3. The respiratory system. The function of the respiratory system is to take in oxygen that is needed for cellular respiration and eliminate carbon dioxide that is generated in this process. 3.1. Anatomy of the respiratory system. The respiratory system is made up of the respiratory tract and the lungs. Respiratory tract. The respiratory tract is a network of tubes which carry air to the lungs. The tubes become more branching and narrower as they move closer to the lungs. It is made up of the nasal passages, pharynx, larynx, trachea, bronchi, and bronchioles. The bronchioles end inside the lungs in sacs called pulmonary alveoli. These have very thin walls made up of a single layer of cells, which are surrounded by a network of capillaries. Lungs. The lungs are two spongy organs located in the rib cage and separated from the abdomen by a muscle called the diaphragm. They are protected by the ribs as well as a membrane called the pleural membrane, which is full of pleural liquid. 3.2. How the respiratory system works. The respiratory system carries out its function in three stages: inhalation, gas exchange, and exhalation. Inhalation. It takes place when the muscles that raise the ribs and the diaphragm contract. The combined action of these muscles causes the rib cage to expand. As a result, air enters through the nose, where it warms up, becomes moist, and travels through the respiratory tract towards the lungs. Gas exchange. It takes place in the pulmonary alveoli and in tissues. It is carried out by diffusion. That is, gases move naturally across cell membranes from areas of higher concentration to areas of lower concentration. For example, the air in the pulmonary alveoli contain a greater amount of oxygen than the blood in the surrounding capillaries. As a result, oxygen tends to move to the inside of the capillaries. In a similar way, carbon dioxide has a greater concentration in the blood in the pulmonary capillaries than in the air within the alveoli. It tends to move from the blood to the alveoli and from there is expelled. Exhalation. It takes place when the muscles that raise the rib cage and the diaphragm relax, the rib cage reduces in volume, and the lungs squeeze the air passively into the respiratory tract. Focus on English. Absorption and adsorption are spelt very similarly and sometimes confused with one another. Absorption is when a substance is taken up or dissolved by an absorbent liquid or solid. On the other hand, adsorption is the process in which atoms adhere to the surface of a solid body or liquid.